Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
Many salt substitutes contain potassium chloride and can be used by individuals to replace salt in their diets. There are no known undesirable effects in healthy people who consume a lot of potassium. However, potassium can be harmful to people with certain medical conditions such as diabetes, kidney disease, and heart disease, so check with your doctor before using any salt substitutes. Be aware of any products that are labeled low sodium or salt-free. A sodium-free or salt-free product contains less than 5 milligrams of sodium per serving. A low-sodium food can contain 140 milligrams of sodium or less per serving. Don't assume that a product that says it is light in sodium is in reality low in sodium. For example, a can of chicken noodle soup that claims to have 25% less sodium still has a whopping 524 milligrams in a cup. It's only lower in salt compared with a regular chicken noodle soup that has more than 790 milligrams in a cup. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences for a better state of health through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of our state. Visit uamshealth.com.